The shop in Pasadena felt empty and strange after the great iron gates were hauled away to the estate. Virginia paced the concrete floor, feeling a sudden, quiet void where the massive steel had been standing just hours ago. "It feels far too still in here today," she remarked to her father as she walked. Robert nodded, leaning back against his heavy workbench with a deeply reflective look on his face. "We poured so much into that project, it is only natural to feel a bit lost for a while." Minnie walked into the shop with a tray of cold water, her smile bright and warm. "You should be proud, not sad," she urged them firmly. "You built a total legend of a gate today." Virginia let out a sigh, finally relaxing her shoulders and hands. "I suppose you are right, Mom. We need to celebrate this," Robert said, grabbing his jacket from the hook. "Let us close up for the night." They turned off the main lights, leaving the shop in a cool, blue, quiet shadow. "Tomorrow is a new day," Virginia said, locking the heavy deadbolt securely. "And I already have a few new ideas for what we should design next for the shop." "I have no doubt at all," Robert replied with a warm chuckle. They walked to the car, the Pasadena air feeling fresh and clean against their skin. The work was finished, and the future felt wide open to them both. They headed home, ready to rest their weary, happy minds. The saga of the towers had reached a new and exciting peak, and they were ready for whatever came next. They looked forward to the next morning with joy. Everything felt right, and the path ahead was finally clear for the family. The iron was waiting, the dream was alive, and they were together in their home.